you made it. Good timing, too. How's the drive? How's the traffic? Oh, wow. Oh, it's such a good thing you didn't hit traffic around the city. That would have taken, what was your drive, like 4 hours? I'd have easily added 2 hours onto it. It's so congested. Awesome. Yeah, do you have any bags? Do you need me to help carry anything? Just a backpack and a staff. Okay, perfect. Alright. Well, welcome to the Rabid Rooster Ranch, as my dad calls it. Yeah, it's a pretty big property, 3 acres. We're gonna have so much space. So much space, it's gonna be so dreamy. Let me show you around. So here's the barn. It used to be a barn. It's not a barn anymore. My studio's in there. So we should absolutely poke around in there later. I got all sorts of paint, sculpting stuff, just a ridiculous amount of styrofoam. So if you have any ideas for a weird art piece to make with styrofoam, let me know. I got you covered. There's some field out back of the barn, but we're gonna go straight down the driveway over to the house. Yeah, the air really does smell different, doesn't it? It's so fresh and clean. And you, oh my god, you would not believe how clear the sky is at night. It's just stunning. You can literally see the band of the Milky Way. Yeah, yeah. It goes in this direction, right over that hill. It's just so stunning. I can't wait. I hope it's a clear night so you can see it tonight. Oh, so dreamy. Over there, more field. I mean, you can see through the trees. Over this side, it goes down a hill out to the road. There's not much. There's one bench in the middle next to that giant oak tree. Yeah, I'm not sure why Dad put that out there, but it's a nice place to sit if you just want to get away. And here, the piece de resistance is this beautiful stone freestanding fireplace. Yeah, isn't it nice? It is a tank of a thing. I have seen this with a fire in it so big that it shoots out the top and almost touches this tree. It's just insane. Yeah, I know this pine tree is huge. I should probably actually trim some of these branches back. So they're not directly over the fireplace. Yeah, the wood pile's over there. We try to keep it dry. It's under that tarp. I know, it's kind of backed right up against the woods. It keeps it safe. It keeps it out of the way. Yeah, the woods. Those are technically on the property. There's some cool stones in there. I used to go sit by this little cliff. That's all the way at the back. Yeah, I know they I know they look spooky. There's really not enough space for anything to live there. But my dad likes to tell this story of what he calls the hairy chair. Yeah, you heard that. The hairy chair. He swears it's based on a true story. Yeah, well, how he tells the legend, the hairy chair is covered in dark gray fur and moves like a spider. Legs just kind of reach out and it crawls through the forest, up the trees. Of course it can climb trees. And it'll hypnotize you and steal your soul. Of course he saw it in this giant pine tree above this fireplace. Of course, you know? There's no real backstory. It's just the legend is that it exists. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to go get the teapot started. Get some tea going. You can spike yours if you want. I do have a fully stocked liquor cabinet. If I can recommend rooibos and rum, one of my favorites. So good. House is right over there. I'll leave the door open. Just hang out here if you want. Poke around. If you want to stack some wood in the fireplace, go for it. Yeah. Yeah, take your time. Here, give me your bag. And a staff, too. I'll bring it inside. What have you been doing? I looked everywhere for you. I thought you got lost. Why are you in the forest? It's like, come on. There's nothing back there. I told you, it's just like a tiny chunk of forest. Come on. You're gonna get ticks, man. Have you ever done a tick check? There's poison ivy. Just come on. Out of the woods. Are you okay? You kind of look like you're in shock. Oh, Jesus. Come here. Come here. Here, take this coat. Just wrap it around you. Come on. Come on. Come inside. I'll put the kettle back on. We'll get you set up with the army blanket. Tuck you right in. Get the heat back into those limbs. Jeez, your hands are blue. Come on, please. It's so cold. Just come inside. God, where were you? You just fucking vanished. Come on, man. Come on. We'll warm up and we'll go back outside tomorrow, okay?